This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis Medium Security Institution is under scrutiny concerning jail conditions and treatment of detainees. The workhouse recently opened its doors to a group of reporters, including St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Lissenby.
What do you think? Yeah. How horrible this place is? It's a condemned
building. Inmates at one of the city's jails, commonly called the workhouse, were outspoken about jail conditions.
About it, this bread's running all over the place, getting in our food.
Rat and roach-infested quarters that were overheated and had black mold are allegations in a pending lawsuit against the jail filed in November by Arch City defenders. Public Safety Director Jimmy Edwards says none of that is true.
We have no infestation in this facility. You will not see any.
And in regards to the treatment of detainees, also an element in the lawsuit, he says,
everybody's down here is treated with dignity and respect and very humanely. And I think that you will see that.
Edwards and Jail Commissioner Dale Glass say there have been improvements, including air conditioners installed last summer. But Sherman Brown says the conditions he experienced were life-threatening at times. He says he was not given his usual medicines. He says he was given something else.
The medicine was hurting me, making me feel like I was having a heart attack. I couldn't breathe. I was sweating real hard. My legs and my arm was hurting.
The 55-year-old carpenter says his stint at the workhouse was not his first. Brown says he was detained most recently on dozens of unpaid traffic tickets. Brown was released from the workhouse in February. I showed him a picture I took with my phone of an empty dorm at the jail.
Right. That's how the cells look all through the dorms. That's a hole where water is coming in at.
He describes how he saw workers at the facility deal with mold.
They moved us over to C dorm, and they had the painters come in and just paint over all the mold that's around the catwalk. Did you see the big rat traps?
Jail conditions are one aspect of the lawsuit. Another part of the lawsuit addresses jail population, which includes hundreds of pretrial detainees. Arch City Defenders is advocating for closing the workhouse and is asking the court to end pretrial detention and relocate all convicted inmates. Lawyers say not being able to pay bail is one reason why some people stay longer in jail. Brown, for example, says he spent a month in jail because he couldn't afford the $1,000 bail. University of Missouri St. Louis criminal justice professor Beth Huebner says cash bail can impede release for someone who cannot afford it.
I think that's really what is important for individuals in the community to consider is how big of a barrier money can be and how much pretrial detention can affect you in terms of the criminal case and in terms of your life course.
Huebner says recent St. Louis County jail reform has shortened detentions for people with minor probation infractions from 90 days to 10 days. St. Louis Corrections Monthly data show the average amount of time detainees spent at the city's two jails in January was more than 200 days for those facing felony charges and parole violation charges. Jail Commissioner Glass says the workhouse has no say in how long detainees are there. However, he says correction systems do play a role in who stays out of jail once released through education, mental health, and substance abuse programs. Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys President Amy Feit says bond types and pretrial detention lengths are determined by a judge. Aside from not being able to pay bail, she says there are other factors to consider on pretrial detention.
You have issues with, are they going to continue to commit more crimes? Is that person actually also a threat to themselves from the standpoint of the behavior that they're engaging in? It creates not only an issue for our community at large, but it is a potential issue for that person's safety and well-being.
Brown still believes workhouse conditions themselves pose a risk to the well-being of detainees.
You can't just put them in a condition that's not livable.
Municipalities across the country are looking for methods to make pretrial detention fairer and more efficient. As for jail infrastructure, St. Louis residents will be able to vote on a bond initiative this summer that would bring permanent improvements to conditions. I'm Ashley Lissenby, St. Louis Public Radio.